Judges first offered the legislature a chance at a do-over on Tuesday, but attorneys for the state said they did not believe the legislature had that authority. Judges yesterday dismissed that argument and renewed their offer to delay trial so the legislature could draw the maps again. But the legislature again declined the offer. Republican leaders had no immediate comment. It's impossible to know for certain what they discussed and what drove their decision. But as late as 3:30 yesterday, Governor Scott Walker held out the possibility that new maps could happen.
The legislature thinks that that's worth doing. Certainly that's something I'd be more than happy to sign.
By 4 o'clock, attorneys told judges the legislature had declined the offer. Lawyers for Democrats say the map disenfranchises 300,000 voters by making them wait 6 years instead of 4 to elect a state senator. An immigrants' rights group is also suing, arguing the redistricting plan stifles Latinos' political influence at a time when their population is growing. Both issues will be discussed in court starting today, though so far judges in the case have focused on the process by which the maps were passed. They've issued multiple rulings attacking Republican leaders for hiding redistricting from the public. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.